Welcome to this week's edition of the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull, joined on the phone here by just the stud right now in the camp of Bill Elliott Racing. Of course, lots of talk about Chase Elliott all the time, but Casey Roderick definitely stole some of that spotlight here recently, just last weekend in the ARCA race, not only grabbing the pole in his first ever stock car race on a road course, but then actually getting up front and leading a couple of dozen laps. Just a really great event. And he has a new sponsor aboard with his number 51 ARCA team. So, Casey, first off, good evening to you. And just tell us about how that weekend unfolded and everything that's kind of turned for you in the last couple of weeks here.
Well, I appreciate you, letting me be on the show. First time seeing Palm Beach, was pretty exciting. I drove down with my dad and sister and the big hauler, and, we just had had a good weekend. We unloaded and we were fast right off the bat. So, hats off to Bill Elliott Racing and Phoenix Racing for coming together and, preparing this car. And thanks to Monolith for coming on board. It wouldn't happen without them and Bill coming together. So, hats off to everybody that made this deal come about.
Now, and so you got up front there, and I guess before everything sort of settled out, you won the pole, then the little skirmish entering turn one at the beginning of that race. Is that what happened?
Yeah, the front row guys, which would be me and Justin Marks, he got a little bit better start than I did, and sort of jumped the start a little bit. But say in the driver's meeting, if you jump the start, you get black flag. So, they didn't black flag him for whatever reason. It's supposed to be a good even start, but we went down into one, and he got in a little too hot and locked up the brakes, and that allowed me to get back on the inside on a little bit, and it seemed like he come over a little bit and crowded me, but there were no problems there. I locked them down, and we both slid through turn one and crossed the asphalt there. They had a little runoff area, but they said the drivers, if you overrun turn one, you have to go in the runoff area. You got to come to a complete stop and then get back going. So I come to a complete stop, got back going. I think I come out like 12th. But under green, we battle our way back to second, and then the caution come out. So, just to have a car that would, drive as good as what I had and race as good. But I was just really excited to be able to be out there and, showcase my talent to everybody. I appreciate Bill and Ernie coming together with motors and cars and Phoenix Racing helping us out with setting these cars up and everything worked out really well for everybody.
It's been kind of interesting, that's only your second ARCA race there, and to be able to debut second in your ARCA debut back in Rockingham last season, then to win a pole in this race and lead some laps. And you've had some kind of strange stuff at that last ARCA race. There was a situation where you had to get held on pit road for a second at the beginning of the race because there was something misunderstood for the driver's meeting. Then to have this situation and fall back from first to 12th and have somebody, Justin Marks, jump the start, and then you have to battle your way back. That was really cool. You do all that, you go up and lead some laps, and then the transmission goes kaput. Was that something where it was driver error and you accidentally missed a gear and the transmission broke, or was it just a mechanical failure there about halfway through that race?
Well, it could have been some of me. I ain't saying I'm not doing anything wrong, but there's definitely some improvement on my part there. But I think it was, pretty much a mechanical failure. I don't recall, missing a shift and slamming it in gear and being rough on it. I got to where I could, do my downshifts and upshifts pretty well. So I don't know. It could have been me, and it could have been, just mechanical failure. We don't really know. We're trying to figure out the situation right now, but yeah, I got a lot to learn, that's for sure. Road racing is definitely, a lot harder than oval racing because there's so many, things, so many other things to think about. Your downshifts, your braking points, your accelerator, being easy on the accelerator, and get your car handling. There's so many different variables there that mentally and physically is tough. So I definitely got a lot to learn there.
And you also, one last thing on this ARCA race, you also did something that even a lot of guys in the Sprint Cup Series haven't done before, and that's actually run on wet pavement, run in the rain. What was that like? I'm sure that's not like anything you've done, at least on the racetrack. Maybe you've run a little fast on the streets before in the rain, but tell me about that.
Well, it was really fun to experience that, going from dry to wet. Just experiencing, experiencing the grip level there. For a good 10 laps we were on slicks and it was starting to rain, pretty decent, and these 3,400 pound cars are sliding around these racetracks and around these turns, and it was fun to hang on to the car and get to experience that. It finally started coming down pretty hard where they had to stop and put rain tires on, then we started getting some grip there. I was actually surprised how much grip we had and, that hard of a rain we had. So, hopefully we turn some heads, out there in the rain, leading laps in the rain, only being 17 years old and second ARCA race. So, I was pretty excited the way everything went there.
I don't think there's any doubt there. Doing that and being attached to Bill Elliott Racing, and of course having now four more ARCA events to run with that number 51 Monolith Hospitality team, that you definitely did turn some heads. Now, jumping ahead here to the, not this next weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway, but the weekend after that, Gresham Motorsports Park. That's the next time the number 19 car takes to the track. And is Monolith going to be helping you over there at Gresham as you run, what is it, the Pro Late Model race?
Yes, they will be with us. I think we got about eight Gresham races, and every race that I do this year is going to have Monolith Hospitality on it. So, glad they're on board and give me a chance to race all these races I'm getting to, and I look forward to doing whatever appearances they have for me promoting their company. I just appreciate them coming out and helping us do what we love, and that's to race every weekend we can.
And so that's the next time we'll see you, March 13th, Gresham Motorsports Park. I'll be up there helping out doing the track announcing, and, of course, you'll be down there on the track. And I think Chase will be out there, too, racing either the pro or the super late models. Well, Casey, best of luck to you. Congratulations from all the listeners, everybody involved over here, and your great head-turning weekend in the ARCA Series. And then we'll catch up back with you right after that Gresham Motorsports race there as you get set for the rest of the season.
I appreciate it.
You've been listening, folks, to the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. Tune in later on. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull.